Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know, Donald Trump is a miserable son of a bitch, and it is far from his worst crimes, but not attending your son's wedding is a pretty shitty thing to do. And I say this as a father because I have a 7-year-old boy, and I would crawl through broken glass to watch him get married. I don't care if it was his first wedding or his second wedding. I would make that shit happen. And Donald Trump is such a disgusting human being that he doesn't care about his kids. They are just pawns in this corrupt scheme that he's running against the American people and really the whole world at this point. But here's the thing. Succession, the TV show Succession on HBO, Adam, have you seen it?
Yeah, of course.
Even Logan Roy attended Siobhan's wedding, okay? Yeah. And he probably would have gotten to Connor's wedding if he wasn't in the middle of a big merger and about to die, because he dies in that episode. Spoiler alert for people who haven't seen Succession. I apologize. But even Logan Roy, noted asshole, attended Siobhan's wedding, and Trump is not going to go to Don Jr.'s wedding. That just tells you what he thinks of them. They're just pawns to make more money. And Don Jr. and Eric, too, have been going on the right-wing media circuit for the last couple of weeks to talk about how special the two of them are, probably trying to get their father's attention. But they were on CNBC and then they were on Fox, and they were bragging, literally bragging about these companies that they've invested in that have created drone strike technology that they sold to the Pentagon and are now being used in the war in Iran. So they're finding a way to profit elsewhere. Jared Kushner is out there making deals. So it's just this crime family that we have to deal with. And meanwhile, when you and I talk about it online, we get a million MAGA conservatives that want to talk to us about Hunter Biden's freaking laptop, which is, there was some corruption there. I'm not going to pretend that Burisma and the art deals and stuff wasn't real, but like, it's like comparing a hot day in Arizona to the sun. That's the difference. It's just so much more intense. Take it.
And dude, we have to go on these right-wing shows every single day, like all the time, and defend this idea that Democrats care about families and Republicans right. don't. The Republican Party tries to position themselves as the one that cares about family values. Yet we have a president who only uses his sons and his family as a vehicle to make more money and to make more wealth and to enrich himself, and doesn't actually care about the substantive connection. How many times have we had to see Republicans on Twitter talk about Michelle and Barack Obama like fighting or almost being on the verge of divorce? They're always trying to make it seem like that is a weak family when they're very clearly a strong couple with a strong, beautiful family. On the other side of that, Donald Trump has had multiple wives, so I guess getting remarried isn't anything big to him. He doesn't really value weddings or anything like that. He doesn't value the sanctity of these types of things. But also, he just doesn't care about his sons beyond being able to enrich himself off of them. Andrew Egger on Twitter pointed out, Trump has gone golfing 14 times since the Iran war started. He has spent umpteen hours obsessing over every Republican who crossed him, talking about his ballroom, talking about his arch. He's talked about his reflecting pool renovation, but then his oldest son gets married and all of a sudden he's got a thing called Iran popping up. I mean, dude, last night Donald Trump tweeted about Stephen Colbert like 3 times, posted a video of him and Stephen Colbert, posted about Greenland, posted about Ro Khanna, posted about China, barely even posted about Iran. But then the moment his son has to get married, you know, I have a thing that has to pop up. One more line that I thought was hilarious is when Trump said, you know, I would like to go. He's a guy that I've known for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your son, what do you mean you've known him for a long time? It's beyond parody. Like, what the hell?
It's so insane. Could you imagine? I mean, look, you can... I think it's so crazy. But like, that is not the way a normal person talks about their kids. Okay. If I had a person in my life who spoke about their kids like that, like I'll just give you an example. Like God love my uncle. And if my uncle's watching this, I'm sorry to out you like this, but he sometimes calls his son the boy. Oh, and I've always found that to be very impersonal. Now I do it as a bit, because it drives my parents crazy. I call my son the boy when I'm around my parents, but like, even that's too impersonal for me. Like this is just paint the image of like, because RP, you said it in the comments here, because we're recording this on Substack. So shout out to you. You're always here and we love you. It is, you know, that in Trump's defense, his kids are horrible people, which like, of course they are. But the apple didn't fall too far from the tree on that one. I mean, it's the reason they're terrible people is because they've never experienced real unconditional love in their entire lives. Yep. So as much as I hate these people for their corruption and stealing from the American people and the horribleness that they've done is like, they're also just very sad human beings. Like, Trump is clearly chasing his father's love, and his father was a miserable SOB too, who never really loved him. And that cycle of abuse has just gone all the way down. I mean, God forbid. I mean, who knows what kind of hole is in the heart of like the Trump grandkids, given the fact that they're raised by Don and Eric and the rest of them. So like, I kind of feel bad for them, not at the expense of the rage I feel about what they're doing to this country. But I want to make two other points I wrote down while you were talking. The first is Trump isn't going to attend his son's wedding because he doesn't care about vows. Like, he doesn't care about promises that are made or promises that are kept. He doesn't care about the promises that he made to his current wife or his previous wives, because we know that he's a rampant cheater. Like, there's no way that he doesn't have a side piece right now. And there's a ton of speculation about Laura Loomer. There's a ton of speculation about, I think, the young woman that runs his Twitter account and stuff like that. And I don't want to like out anybody if it's not true, because it's gross. But like, again, these are terrible people. But he also doesn't care about his oath to the Constitution or to the American people or the promises he made in the campaign. So he's not going to show up to go celebrate Don Jr. Getting married again and promising to love. I don't actually know her name for the rest of his life. And then he doesn't make this point either. Right. He's like, oh, she's very great. I've known her for a long time. But like, you talk about them hiding behind family values. And I want to connect something that we didn't talk about when we were setting up the premise of this. But Tulsi Gabbard resigned yesterday as director of national intelligence. Very clearly has been fired. There has been some kind of, you know, massive, I think the accusation was that a whistleblower came forward and said that she was withholding information from United States government officials based on politics. Not clear what the politics was. We know Tulsi is very much compromised by her relationship with Russia and Assad and God knows who else. And so she's been fired. And this has been going on for a while. This court drip, drip, drip of learning about this stuff. And what do they do? They announce that Tulsi Gabbard's husband has a rare form of cancer and that she's stepping back to go take care of him. Now, look, if that's true, and I know Tulsi Gabbard personally because I worked for her when she was a Democrat, when she was with Bernie back a million years ago. But like, if that's true, I hope her husband recovers. I hope that they're okay. But you know that this story smells of bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
And it reeks of crap. And they are out there to anybody who is questioning Tulsi Gabbard on her way out. Meghan McCain last night was attacking Adam Schiff for reminding the American people about how dangerous Tulsi Gabbard has been to the United States government. And she went after him. Then she went after me and blocked me on Twitter, which is hilarious to me because I called her a Nepo baby and told her that she was irrelevant. But that's a story for a different time. I don't want to go into business for myself. Meghan McCain blocked me on Twitter.com, which I'm so proud of. Yeah.
I would wear that on your chest. You should have.
We're making t-shirts.
Yeah, there should be t-shirts and a poster behind you with the block. You are blocked by Meghan McCain.
Yes. With I talked about this with our mutual friend, Jack Cocorella, the other day. Is my distaste for Nepo babies extends beyond bipartisan lines. Like, I don't like Hunter Biden. I don't like Meghan McCain. I like people that actually create stuff without their parents, but it's irrelevant. But anyway, is that they're having a whole freaking meltdown right now. And they're hiding behind Tulsi Gabbard's husband having cancer, which again, if true, I'm sorry that he has that and I hope he recovers. But it doesn't justify what Tulsi Gabbard has done to destroy the intelligence community and put Americans at risk.
Yeah, your uncle just DM'd me and said, tell the boy not to use my name like that. I'm just joking. He didn't say that. I've had that one stored up in like for like 3 minutes now. But
my uncle absolutely is not watching this Substack. God love my uncle, but he don't even know what my birthday is. He's my godfather. Okay.
Yeah. But to continue, I want to build off what you were saying about the Nepo baby piece and about the overall corruption that kind of trickles down from Donald Trump. It's like trickle down corruption with him and his administration, where everybody around him gets a signal that it's okay to be maximally corrupt at all times, including his son. Including his sons, who are using the family name and are leveraging this to make an insane amount of money. So even if we put aside World Liberty Financial, which we'll come back to in 1 second, even if we put aside the billions of dollars in crypto, I just want to talk about things other than that, because they have enriched themselves so much on the military-industrial complex, on chip access, on drone plays, and on investing in companies and becoming boards of companies that conveniently 1 year later get a really important non-competitive no-bid contract with the American government. And it's happening time and time again. A widely cited article describes a transaction in which the sons received $2 billion from an investment firm linked to a member of a prominent Emirati family. Shortly afterwards, President Trump abruptly allowed the United Arab Emirates to import a large quantity of NVIDIA's cutting-edge AI chips after previously being much more restrictive. Commentators have said this seems like a pay-to-play scheme. It seems like that. What about this? Watchdog investigations report that Don Jr. and Eric have been meeting with officials or elites from at least 8 foreign countries. Now, usually there are inspectors generals and there are watchdogs that are very, very independent and can call these things out. Trump fired like 18 inspectors generals right when he got into office and tried to gut all of the watchdog committees. He gutted the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, gutting everything. So watchdog investigations report that Don Jr. and Eric have met with elites and officials from 8 different countries. Serbia, Hungary, Qatar, Vietnam, Saudi Arabia, Israel, the UK, in their business capacity during the second Trump term, basically meeting with the elites and officials there, cutting business deals on behalf of Donald Trump. Trump is using them as a conduit to enact his most corrupt ambitions and then not even going to his own son's wedding afterwards, which is just kind of like a funny cherry on top to all of the unfunny corruption. Don Jr. was then added to a bunch of boards across the country that benefit from this administration. We can have a conversation about Hunter Biden being added onto the board of Burisma and the implications of that, but that is like a grain of sand of corruption on Donald Trump's entire beach, his millions of grains of sand of corruption. And then the drones, and this loops me all the way back to World Liberty Financial and crypto. Trump and his family launched multiple crypto coins that they own the vast majority of and can slowly liquidate at any moment, meaning direct personal financial upside is tied to the presidency and to foreign state-backed entities who are investing in this cryptocurrency. This is all happening. This is a very stark picture to paint, but this type of corruption needs to be called the hell out.
Yeah, and we talk a lot about the money aspect of this, the fact that they've grown their net worth by billions of dollars, that Don Jr. is now estimated to be himself a billionaire at this point, which is amazing because when Trump came down the golden escalator and entered American politics, like, he himself was not actually a billionaire, right? That whole thing was a lie. Huh. He was probably worth like $600-700 million, but he claimed that his, was it 600?
No,
it's
6'7".
all right. I just showed my age there for a second. He wasn't a billionaire, but he lied because it was the value of his name that he said was worth like $2 to $3 billion that he was able to claim that. But like, I want to talk about the safety aspect of this for a second, because getting rid of all the inspectors general is horrible. But a big part of the reason you have them in place is not simply just the money and the stealing of taxpayer dollars, it's to make sure that they're making decisions in the best interest of the American people. So the deals that they've made with China to give them technology and access to chips actually significantly harms the American economy and significantly harms your safety. Yep. Because China now has access to technology that they have no business having access to. Now, we know that China works very hard to steal from them, and Trump will remind the American people or the journalist who brings it up that we also steal from China, apparently, which is a crazy thing for the president of the United States to say out loud, but he can't help himself. But they've made so many of these deals that have just sold out the American people and sold out the American military, like with Qatar, which is at the center of the war in Iran right now because they're the one leading the negotiations alongside Pakistan at the moment. Trump took a $400 million bribe in the form of that jet that they paid him, which is now, according to the renderings, going to be displayed in the front lobby of the Trump Presidential Hotel and Casino in Miami, which is crazy. But he plans on keeping that, even though it's a gift to the United States government. And when I brought up that that was a bribe on Newsmax and News Nation and Fox News, they were like, oh, what's he getting, Mike? What's he getting? We don't know what he's getting. And a couple weeks later, they announced that Qatar now has Article 5-like protections. So an attack on the nation of Qatar is the same as the attack on the United States, which makes Qatar a very powerful player in the Middle East that nobody can touch because they're going to have to face the might of the American military if they do. So that's the kind of shit that makes us less safe. And then we know Trump has made deals with Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates and other countries in the Middle East, which it wasn't that long ago that the entire Republican Party hated these countries, right? Yep. And certainly in the United States, the Republican Party has no problem attacking people who look like people who live in Saudi Arabia and claiming that people like Zohran Mandani are Hamas-loving terrorists. So the contradictions are just so ridiculous. And I'm going to hand it back to you in a second. Yeah. But just to say, there needs to be a very big coalition of Americans, like 70% of Americans that just come out and speak out against this corruption. That's how we do what they did in Hungary to take down Viktor Orban. And I do think it's beginning to take shape, as uncomfortable as it is. And this Hunter Biden, Candace Owens interview that they did on her show, which was really weird to see, frankly, they spent a lot of time talking about Trump's corruption. And You hear Alex Jones talking about it. You hear Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about it.
And Ben Shapiro can't defend it?
A little bit. I mean, Ben Shapiro's got his nose pretty far up Trump's ass.
But, yeah.
I mean, who asked him Somebody asked Shapiro, it was like, how much corruption is enough for you to abandon Trump?
Sam Harris, I think, asked him. And Shapiro basically can't even run defense for Trump's corruption anymore. Yeah. He just concedes that it's unmatched, but then he'll pivot over to other presidents. Like, he still runs this defense in a really annoying way.
Right. And there's no comparison. I mean, you can go back, probably the most corrupt administration in American history would be the Grant administration, just the way that they ran so many corrupt schemes out of New York. And it's just out of Albany. It's just so crazy when you go back and look at it. There's actually a whole Netflix show about breaking that right now that was came out a couple months ago. But it's crazy. I mean, there's nothing compares.
Yeah.
Even the Biden stuff, and some of the Biden stuff was corrupt. I mean, the Burisma stuff was bad, and the laptop stuff was bad, but it wasn't like this.
It was so different. The Biden stuff, like, if I'm going to be as uncharitable as possible, it's like Hunter using the name to get access to something that he can then use to whatever. The Trump stuff is direct self-enrichment at the cost of the American people. It is getting to a point where it's zero sum. Every single dollar that Don Jr. makes, every single dollar that Donald Trump makes is a dollar that is out of our pockets or is attention that can't be spent on us. It's different than if I'm being as charitable as possible, did Hunter Biden maybe use the Biden last name to get a position on a board seat? You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that.
Right.
But it's so incredibly different. And I guess I just want to end it off here because we talk a lot about the corruption, but we should talk about some forward-looking ways we can rewire the system. Over at Mockler Media and over at Endless Urgency, we've been talking a lot about corruption. We're working on a brief in order to rewire and renew the American institutions. Right now, institutions are so broken and rotten that it doesn't really matter which administration is in power. There's still going to be high healthcare costs. There's still going to be crumbling infrastructure. And that's not to say that Biden didn't try. That's not to say that Democrats aren't trying to lower insulin. But the point here is, no matter the administration, there are more insidious lobbies and special interest groups and billionaires trying to throw money to make these issues remain an issue. They don't want pharmaceuticals to be cheaper. They don't want healthcare to be more affordable. So we need a fundamental rewiring of the system. We need Democrats to get voted in and to ban gerrymandering all across the map, ban the distortion of these maps. We need to appoint Supreme Court justices on the condition that they will strike down Citizens United. And then we need to enact limits on corporations being able to donate to campaigns. We need to make sure that politicians are held accountable for what they do in office regarding stocks. So we shouldn't have anybody within the executive branch able to trade stocks or crypto other than index funds. And it needs to be by law in a blind trust. If you want to put your shit in a blind trust, and if you want to put it in an index fund, that's one thing. But we haven't even mentioned the fact that Trump has made 3,000 trades since the beginning of this year. Not himself. I'm sure he's not the one clicking execute, but he has somebody making trades for him, executing on these trades.
Well, that was actually, did you see, that was one of the defenses. I think it was Todd Blanche who said that. It'd be like, it was J.D. Vance. He was like, what do you think? The president of the United States has a Robinhood account and he's just executing these trades?
First of all, That's already sketchy to be that specific about it. Second of all,
J.D. Vance is totally the type to be day trading because he has nothing else to do.
J.D. Vance is totally projecting there, but that makes it even worse. So Donald Trump basically didn't put his shit in a blind trust and allowed the people around him to make maximal money because he will give them hints on what's happening. Right. Nobody's expecting the 82-year-old president to be sitting there clicking the execute button on the trade. It gets tiring. He's too busy sleeping and tweeting about Stephen Colbert. But at the same time, it's so corrupt. You think Nancy Pelosi, we can ask these same people, do you think Nancy Pelosi was the one clicking the execute button? It doesn't matter.
I think Pelosi, she's just sitting there going.
She's got it. She's real good at it.
But you know, Nancy Pelosi famously doesn't have anything to do during the day. She's just not a hard worker. But even the Pelosi stuff, Pelosi I got yelled at the other day by this, but Ro Khanna also does a lot of this shit that is a little bit sketchy. And I like Ro Khanna, okay? I've moved away from being a hater, but it's tough because it's legal, but these guys are taking advantage of it. But if you tally up what Nancy Pelosi has done over the course of her career, it's not even close to what Trump has done in the last year. Because again, it's just the past week. I mean, it's just on the unfettered corruption of, for instance, Trump going, I'm going to have the U.S. government come in and prop up Intel and take a 15% cut of Intel's business for the federal government, which, by the way, the government buying 15% of a private business and dictating what it can or cannot do is the literal definition of socialism and communism that I'm told is very bad when I want to give people healthcare. All right. but the conservatives don't care about that. But he buys into Intel with American taxpayer dollars, and then on the side, he's investing in that. Oh, Palantir is going to get a new deal with the Pentagon that's going to be announced in a couple weeks. Suddenly, 3 weeks before that happens, Trump is buying a shit ton of Palantir. So it's just, there's so many examples of that happening. And I'll end it on this. I'll give it back to you to close, Adam, is like, that's just the shit we know about. What scares the hell out of me on almost every scandal we're dealing with in the Trump administration, be it the financial corruption, be it the Epstein cover-up, be it all, any of it, that's just what we know about. What's the stuff I don't know about? Because you're going to tell me they don't have like 50 other cons running behind the scenes that the media hasn't caught wind of yet? I doubt that.
Moral of the story is go to your children's weddings.
Yes.
Go to your children's weddings.
Hold your kids tight tonight.
Yes. Don't teach your kids to create a cryptocurrency based on their own name and then enrich themselves off of that.
We're gonna launch Nellis Coin, me and my son. Nellis Coin.
On a more serious note, if you appreciate the work that Mike and I do every Wednesday, every Saturday, really every single day of the week on YouTube and Substack and across platforms, you can become a free or a paid subscriber below to help support our teams. We live and breathe on independent media. There's nobody backing us or funding us. It's just us and you all pushing for a better future. And that's what's beautiful about it. So thank you all. Thank you to Mike. Let's continue to push back against this corruption and eventually rewire our institutions to actually work for the constituents of these representatives rather than the representatives just getting power over and over due to special interest groups. So we're going to continue to lay this out, outline plans, and have a great rest of your day. Mike and I are going to, you know, go to a Cubs game later. So
yeah, we're independently going to a Cubs
separately,
game.
So, separately. Maybe I'll pass by you. But
no, I'll go find you and you can meet my son because you haven't met my son yet.
That'd be great. Love you guys and peace out.
Bye everybody. See ya.
What's going on everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to spinquest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.